How well do you roll with the punches? Welcome back to a micro episode on Constructing You, where I share key insights, perspectives, and thoughts for the greatest project you'll ever get to work on. Before we work on your resilience muscle today, in case you missed it, I announced who are the 9 exemplary leaders and industry titans who generously provided their insights, principles, and wisdom on this podcast, and now, of course, in my upcoming book that's going to be released and into your hand early 2022. But first, a quick word from our major sponsor. Gantt is Australia's first marketplace and directory of construction consultants and industry experts. If you are a small consulting firm or a freelancer, Gantt helps you find the tender offers from top builders in Australia in a wide range of services, saving you time and money. If you are a builder, you now have access to the best independent construction consultants in the industry. Signing up is free, so head over to Gantt.com and start bidding. So in case you missed it, we have Alison Myrams. She is the Chief Executive Officer of Roberts Co. Davina Rooney, Chief Executive Officer of the Green Building Council of Australia. David Russo, Principal and Board Member in Victoria for John Staff. George Abraham, crowd favourite, Managing Director of Hickory. We've also got Mark Nathan, Managing Director of Neoscape. Melanie Kozidlow, Director of Strategy and Business Relations of Growth Build. Followed by Rami Adra, Director of Mossman. Sarah Slattery, Managing Director of Slattery. And last, but of course not least, the one and only Tui Courtemanche, Founder, President and CEO of Procore Technologies. What a lineup. Of course, I did spend considerable time replaying, thinking about the whole composition of the book and who would be the best person to get from the podcast into my book, Leadership and Construction. And respectively, between them, they founded companies, they've disrupted the industry, they've led massive changes, they've rejected the norm and more. And this is the type of triple E leader that I'm looking to create within the industry. And now what you get is insight into their playbook of success. So, of course, a heart full of gratitude to the contributors for believing in my mission and in the book itself. And, of course, for their commitment to raising the standards of leadership for everyone to learn and grow from. So if you would like to pre-order an exclusive signed copy by me, then head over to theconstructioncoach.com.au. Pre-orders have opened. All right, let's get into today's episode, and I want to be talking to you about resilience. Not in the soft, fluffy terms of you can do it and you'll always bounce back. Well, the thing is, you know, resilience by definition is your capacity to bounce back after setbacks and after challenges. And this year has proven to just keep on throwing them. And we don't know what's coming. But what we do need to do is be more resilient in the face of adversity and challenges. And the thing with resilience that people have to understand is it is a character trait that needs to be developed. We don't come readily made when a setback or a challenge happens to bounce back. This isn't innate within most people who don't actually work on their mindset. So this is something that needs to first and foremost be developed. Second to this, resilience is also about taking full responsibility for the entirety of your emotional bandwidth. Knowing that if you are having an emotional reaction to an event, that you can control, but you can't actually control the fact that the event happened. So taking full responsibility of not just what has happened in your life, but how you are reacting to it is a key ability in order to develop your level of resilience. Now, a big factor which determines if someone is resilient or not is if they have a victim mentality or otherwise. The victim mentality is one which will keep on complaining and saying that everything happens to them and nothing ever goes their way. And no matter how hard they try, nothing will ever work their way. They will always blame someone else. Now, of course, this doesn't fall in line with taking responsibility, but having a victim mentality will never allow you to bounce back better than ever before after a setback or a challenge. So I'm going to share with you five key characteristics that you do need to develop within yourself in order to have greater resilience in the face of anything that is thrown at you. Number one is flexibility. Ron Malhotra is my mentor, but he has a business partner, Caroline Vass, who is also someone who I consider more than just a mentor, but a confidant and also my backbone. I don't know anyone who is more flexible and more agile than this woman. There is nothing that the universe can throw at her that she will not be able to respond to. Whether it comes all at once, when it rains for her, sometimes it goddamn pours. And she can always have the flexibility and agility in order to rise. This woman does not stay down, and I am in constant awe that nothing gets to her. And if it does, she still does what she needs to do. There is no excuse. She doesn't lick her wounds. She is an absolute powerhouse of a person, and being able to be close to her and see her in action to do what she does is simply awe-inspiring. It really puts everyone's resilience bandwidth to shame against Caroline, and it is something that is just so inspirational. But she's had to develop this from every setback and bouncing back after every challenge. Or if she is thrown a challenge, it's about thinking, how can I adapt? How can I make this work? Instead of letting her defeat her. So the key thing is flexibility. You need to think of yourself as like putty or Play-Doh, that no matter what presses down on you, you will move. You will react accordingly and still do what you need to do. Number two, have an innate inner standing that you will bounce back. Nothing lasts forever. And I'm sure you've heard the saying, this too shall pass. And it does. It really does. Because as you look back on the event in retrospect, the more that time moves on, so does the event get smaller and smaller, and its grasp on you also diminishes. So when something does happen and it comes your way, know that this too shall pass. Nothing lasts forever. It cannot do that unless you allow that to be the case. Number three, when you are going through a challenging time in your life, sit with the emotions. Examine the emotions. Don't try and suppress them, because the more that you try and suppress what you're feeling and not allow yourself to work through what you need to be feeling, then you aren't going to move through anything with grace, but you will move through things with a lot of friction. Number four, reach out for help. I've shared this many times over and over on my podcast, but reach out. Put your hand out. People are more than willing to help if someone actually puts out their hand in the first instance. Except most people want assistance and they're not going to move in the direction of any assistance. I'm sure that sounds like a harsh truth to many, but that's exactly what it is. So ensure that in order to build up your resilience muscle, you reach out for help. And many people have different limiting beliefs as to why they shouldn't do that, because they may perceive themselves as a burden, or they don't want to waste anyone's time. Well, then of course, reflect back on the quality of your relationships. And sometimes it's not the people who are closest to us that we need to actually reach out to. This is where we might need mentors, we might need coaches. So always make sure that you are reaching out your hand so someone else can grab it. And number five is having a high level of adaptability. The only thing that is a guarantee to us is that things will change. That is a simple law of nature. Nature always goes through different cycles, and things do change. And we must learn how to be adaptable. as to seeing ourselves in these new environments and thinking, how can I make this work, instead of trying so hard to go back to the way things were. Maybe things needed to change because the way things were simply were not working. So in order to test how much resilience you actually have, ask yourself, am I a victim or am I a warrior? Which one are you? When you are faced with a battle, are you going to get into a fetal position and cower over? Or are you a warrior? Are you going to get up on your horse and get your sword and go and fight? Which one are you? And also, do you look at things that are happening around you and ask yourself, is there a lesson that I need to learn and an opportunity? Or, again, it goes back to that victim mentality, is this happening to me, not for me? So for as long as you can change the narrative around what is happening in order to take everything as a growth opportunity, your bandwidth of resilience will increase. And there will come a time where you become an indestructible and indefeatable human being. Why did I want to talk to you about resilience today? My next guest lost it all, went bankrupt on the back of the GFC in 2008 in the States. And instead of cowering over and saying that this is the end of the line, there's nothing more that I can do, he got back out there and he built an exemplary business to the extent that other contractors are now reaching out to him and wanting his advice as to what they should be doing. It is a pleasure and privilege to bring you my interview with the indestructible Sonny Pinero, who is the CEO and founder of Pinero Constructions, all the way from the States. Let me know your thoughts as to what you think of the up-and-coming international lineup. Do you like it? Do you want local only? I'm curious to hear your thoughts. But of course, geography should never matter because the principles of success and achievement are universal and have nothing to do as to where you are. Sonny has such an incredible force and a determination to just succeed and make sure that other people do. And as I was interviewing Sonny, what I realized so quickly was that he has done everything right by the Constructing You playbook. He's got mentors and coaches. He gets back up. All the lessons that we have been talking about of continuous learning, you name it, we've spoken about it, he's applied it. And that's why he gets to have the success that he does today. So interviewing Sonny is just a reflection of the essence of constructing you. So make sure that you clear your calendar because the interview is dropping this Sunday. As always, if you love what you are listening to, then please share it with your friends and tag me on Instagram at @EleanorMosher_ and of course do say hi on LinkedIn, Eleanor Mosher. Now, I am booked out for guests for 2021, but if there is someone in any corner of the world who you think would be an amazing guest and will have so much value and wisdom and insight to share, then send me a message. Let's see what I can do for you. A quick word from our minor sponsor, Shifting Media. Shifting Media is Australia's leading construction-focused 3D media studio. With over 60 clients across the country, Shifting Media have a proven track record of delivering cutting-edge construction logistics plans on a budget. Their 3D solutions for pre-construction help give your team the competitive edge when it comes to tendering. Their simple and effective presentations help communicate complex programs with ease. From proposal to submission, Shifting Media have your back. Head over to shifting-media.com and shift your trajectory. Until the next episode, here's to constructing you. Welcome back to a micro episode on Constructing You, where I share key insights, perspectives, and thoughts for the greatest project you'll ever get to work on.